And we want you to turn to the scriptures again because it is so important. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. Her seed will be Jesus Christ. Her seed, not man's seed, refers to the virgin birth. Well, Jesus, when he comes, he'll bruise, crush the head of the serpent. And Satan will bruise his heel because Christ will die on the cross, but he is not fatally wounded. He will resurrect again. How important this verse. Isaiah 7:14, let us read again. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Finally, to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 15 to 19. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The title of my message today, from the first Christmas message, when was the first Christmas message given? We have just returned from Perth after a month-long vacation leave. And we have had a taste of an Australian pageant of Christmas since early November. I think it's the same here. Singapore also celebrates Christmas early to make money out of you. Well, what is the Australian pageant of Christmas? since early November, like Singapore. We see on the TV marvelous things, as many as 20 Santa Clauses, and they're all very young looking, although they put a lot of beard, jumping out their sledges. And they say, because this is Christmas. And they say, it is Christmas, therefore prices are all reduced. Cheap sale, cheap, cheap, cheap. That's the meaning of Christmas. All the talk of Christmas is money, money, money. And also, when was the first Christmas message? It did not come to us just only 2,000 years ago, but Genesis 3:15 already announces the first Christmas started from there. It is given by God in Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between the seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is known in theological study, the proto-evangelism, the first gospel message is none other than the first Christmas, the first Christmas message. The seed of the woman is none other than Jesus Christ. Satan, his head will be bruised, he will be defeated. But with regard to Jesus being his leg will be bruised, he will not be fatally wounded. This is a first Christopher message, because it refers to the virgin-born Son of God. So the first Christmas is not in look only, but it goes back to Genesis. The second time it talks about the virgin-born Son of God, we have just read in Isaiah 7:14. The Lord God himself will give a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. These words are spoken by the prophet Isaiah to wicked King Ahaz of Judah. But the wicked King Ahaz pretended to be very pious. Oh, I don't need to seek a sign and trust God. But the fact, he was shaking in his heart, because he knew at this time, the 12 tribes of Israel were separated. 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin in the south, and 10 tribes, Israel in the north. And they were not able to withstand attack from the north. But God, through Isaiah, would assure them that God, who will give a virgin-born son, He is also God. He will be able to deliver them. Now we come to Luke. The third time, now we have Mary, the virgin who participated in giving birth to the Savior. And then we have the visit of the shepherds to the manger according to the advice of the angel. But the Bible tells us something very exceptional. Mary pondered, kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary pondered. How she had to be the Virgin Mother. Mary pondered that Jesus was born to die in order to pay for the penalty of our sins. The Son, pure and immaculate, must die. So, let me tell us a little bit about winter moon. I was a short-term missionary in 1969 to 1970 to Israel, and we stayed in Bethlehem. So, he said, you are from the Far East and we want to have a wise man to speak. So, that night before Christmas came, we went to the shepherd's field to study the conditions. And we found that the manger would have no windows, would have no defense against the cold weather. It was only 40 degrees Celsius. And I was shivering. So, I thought of the fact that baby Jesus, by the howling winds, and the cows are lowing, and the asses were braying, baby Jesus, from the very beginning of his birth, was already to suffer. Oh, the thought that God's Son is born sweeps over her soul this first Christmas night was what he pondered. Oh, all the thought that he's born to die sweeps over her soul this first Christmas night. And here is an application. If we ponder how Jesus was born or is born, and now is the 18th of December, and I'm to speak on the Christmas message the 24th of December, our Christmas Eve, big night, the greatest celebration we have in all the holy events. But do you think, do you ponder that Christ is born to die, to pay for our sins? Then from the first time the Christmas message was given in Genesis 3:15, was from the Garden of Eden, is then worth all its while that we do not celebrate Christmas caroling and making a lot of fun. It will be quite useless. May even our children be taught the gospel message, the first Christmas message.